Summer 2010 release brings yet another requested feature to the platform. With this new feature, sites developers and administrators can tailor custom URLs to refer to their pages instead of utilizing Salesforce.com-generated URLs by using programmatic mapping. This feature is geared for sites developers and administrators and require using Visual Force pages. In this blog, I will describe this feature and how you can utilize it with a running example. I will conclude by giving some tips. Picture 65. Example. Let's illustrate the concept with a running example. This example is already available, and you can see the content by using the URLs below. Here is a site registered with the following URL using force.com sites. http://sitesdemo.force.com/news. This URL will take you to the home page of the website. Note that this site uses open-source ConsForce application that is downloaded more than 1500 plus times from AppExchange so far. Naturally, the pages that you access will result in a URL similar to the following pattern as generated by force.com. http://sitesdemo.force.com/news/page?page@0q3000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 website where customers can leave details about their info. The URL in question is not probably what we want to expose to users, because the function of the page should be decoupled from its id. We should be able to assign a logical reference for the page and change the actual page as we necessary in the future. This allows us to retain the logical resource reference of the page but change its implementation in the background, which is determined by the internal URL. It is not easy to remember the page ids and what they refer to in the URL. Although they can be bookmarked by external tools, it is more beneficial to have unique URLs that cater to a specific function that is friendly for users. Further, the URL rewriting helps search optimization. Therefore, it would be beneficial not to reveal the internal force.com generated ID but expose something more intelligible for the users, something like http://sitesdemo.force.com/news/friendly/contact us. Note that the external URL must have an unambiguous mapping to an internal page for this feature to work, otherwise it is ambiguous as to which page is really displayed and responsible for the content. The specifics of feature. It is very simple to utilize this feature. 1. First, an Apex class needs to be created to deal with mapping of URLs. Namely, the purpose of the Apex class is to handle the mapping external page references to internal page ids and vice versa. This Apex class serves two functions: relegating the externally visible URL to an internal page URL. Revealing the externally visible set of URLs that correspond to internal page URLs. Note that the latter mapping is necessary to obtain the externally visible URLs if the page references need to be exposed as content in a specific page. It is desirable to embed the externally visible URL in this case. The platform does the mapping automatically by using the mapping feature designated for this site to expose the pages related to the site by externally friendly URLs. This is why it is important to define both these mappings. However, the developer can omit one of the mappings by returning null. The Apex class needs to be global. 2. The Apex class needs to be associated with the site. All requests that come to the site will be filtered by this class, which will handle the mapping and dispatch to the appropriate page or expose the external URLs of the pages. This function is handled via an administrator view by choosing setup greater than app setup dash greater than sites. After this, the site for which URL rewriting will be handled is chosen. A page like this will be shown. Picture 62. Note that there is a field called URL rewrite class in this page. Set the name of the global Apex class that is created to handle URL writing in this field. For the sake of this example, this class will be called MyRewriter, which is explained in detail below. Let's see how our example is constructed in detail below. The global Apex class. The Apex class needs to have the structure below. It has to be a global class and must implement site.urlwriter interface. It must have two global methods, MapRequestURL and GenerateURL for respectively. The first one maps a single external URL to an internal URL. The second one generates external URLs for internal URLs. Global Class Apex Class Name Implements Site.URL. Rewriter. Global Page Reference Map Request URL Page Reference External URL. //. Global List Page Reference Generate URL for List Page Reference MyForsa.com URLs. //. Note that a developer may not need all of the methods and may choose to return a null. Here is the implementation of our the Global Apex class that maps the URLs from our example. Global class MyRewriter implements site.url. Rewriter. // variables to represent the friendly URLs for pages. String directory equals /friendly/. // variables to represent my custom visual force pages that display page information. String visual force underscore page equals /page question mark page it equals. // the first global method for mapping external URL to an internal one. Global page reference map request URL page reference my friendly URL. String URL equals my friendly URL.get URL. If URL dot starts with directory. String name equals URL dot substring directory dot length. URL.length. // select the ID of the page that matches the name from the URL. Page underscore C site underscore page equals, selected from page underscore C where name equals colon name limit 1. // construct a new page reference in the form of my visual force page. Return new page reference visual force underscore page plus site underscore page dot id. // if the URL isn't in the form of a class force page, continue with the request. Return null. // the second global method for mapping internal IDs to URLs. Global list page reference generate URL for list page reference my Salesforce URLs. // a list of pages to return after all the links have been evaluated. List page reference my friendly URLs equals new. List page reference. For page reference my Salesforce URL, my Salesforce URLs. // get the URL of the page. String URL equals my Salesforce URL.get URL. // if this looks like a page that needs to be mapped, transform it. If URL dot starts with visual force underscore page. // extract the ID from the query parameter. String it equals URL dot substring visual force underscore page dot length. URL.length. // query for the name of the CSForce page to put in the URL. Page underscore C site underscore page 2 equals, select name from page underscore C where it equals colon it limit 1. // construct the new URL. My friendly URLs dot add new page reference directory plus site underscore page 2 dot name. Else. // if this doesn't start like in CSForce page, don't do any transformations. My friendly URLs dot add my Salesforce URL. // return the full list of pages. Return my friendly URLs. The result. Here is the page accessed with the external ID with http://sitesdemo.force.com/news/friendly/contact us. Picture 61. Please note that we are using this site to illustrate a specific example for the contact page only. All the pages referenced from a specific site's landing page may need to utilize externalized URLs for reverse mapping. Final tips. Developers should be cognizant to the fact that rewriting adds additional processing with every page load. In addition, the governor limits in processing a request will need to allow for the number of SQL queries used in the specific Apex class registered for URL rewriting. Further, developers should utilize with sharing for their specific Apex class for enforcing security to prevent inadvertent data exposure as needed for their application. A careful reader will notice that there may be additional applications of this feature. Note that a page output is not limited to HTML, but a page can generate content that is suitable for an application by changing the content type. Therefore, the URL mapping technique discussed here can be utilized to generate content on demand by utilizing the externally exposed URLs and guiding the generated content. Acknowledgements. Many thanks to Bulent Sinerkaya and Aaron Fisk in providing the details of this feature, supporting example for this blog and reviews.